I come to you with thanks and worship for who you are.
Shall your mercy be not consumed?
It's your inherited favor,
and your compassions fail us not.
For they are new.
Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
God wants you to receive. Believe you got it. You'll get it. It's simple. It's true. It's not hard to receive. You just got to believe with all your heart. If God said, "This is mine, this is something he's giving, and something that he revealed to me that belongs to us, that's been freely given to us," and he's yes, and he's wanting to give it, I mean, it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. When we ask God for something that Jesus provided for us, I'm going to tell you, he's overwhelmed to give it and release it in our life. And then we just had to stay in faith until it manifests. Now, let me talk to you about grace, and then I'm going to close with this right here. Y'all remember I told you on the day I got saved, the vision God gave me. Now, I struggle with sin in my life. You know, wanting to do right, not wanting to do right, wanting to do right, couldn't do right, all that kind of stuff. And it just seemed like I was on a roller coaster. And then a cycle that seemed like I just couldn't break out of. Sin, repent, sin, repent, sin, do right, sin, do wrong, sin, repent. Just couldn't get out of it, couldn't break this cycle. So the day that I called on the Lord Jesus, I said, "Lord, you got to save me today. If you don't save me today, it's because you ain't real. Lord, I mean with everything I got in me today, I want you to give me a reason to live. Give me a purpose to be alive." And I say, "Lord, would you forgive me of all my sins? Everything I ever did, can I start my life over today? Can I start all over and just wipe out this old life? Because I done messed it up. It's all messed up. It's ain't nothing good about it. But give me a new beginning today. And in that moment, the Lord gave me a vision of a giant chalkboard that had all my sins written on it. I mean, just covered up. And then I saw the Lord. I saw his likeness. It's the only way I can say. I didn't see his face, but I saw the likeness, the image of the Lord. And I saw him. I knew it was Jesus. Took a big old giant eraser. And he started on the right-hand side, and he began to erase my sins. He took his time, and he cleaned that board. Every spot, every sin, he erased. And when he got to the end, he turned to me and he said, "See, I have forgiven you all your sins. They are all gone. I don't remember them anymore." And it was kind of like he was in front of me and the board was back here. So I was standing here and I looked back at the board and I saw all my sin was gone and there was nothing on the board. At that moment, I realized how great God's grace was, that he had forgiven me everything. Nothing left on the board. Wiped my whole record of sin out. And then a desire came inside of me. And I prayed a prayer and I said, "Lord, help me not to mess the board up again. I don't want to sin no more. You've been good to me. You've forgiven me all that. I don't even want to put another spot up there. I don't want nothing written on the board no more. I'd like to just keep it clean the rest of my life." Now, I know that, you know, I made mistakes. I'm a baby. You know, at that moment, I'm a baby Christian. You know, I still make mistakes. But I tell you, when I make them, I know where to go. I go to the blood of Jesus. I go to Jesus, and the blood cleanses me from all sin. And I keep the board clean. Hallelujah. By through fellowshipping with the Lord and through receiving what he has for me. And at that moment, I said, "Okay, I know I'm saved now." And I asked the Lord to come into my heart. I said, "Lord, come in." And I said, "Okay, Lord, I close the door behind you. I believe you're in me now." Not knowing nothing about the principles of faith, but you know what I did? I believe I received right then. Amen. I believe I had. I said, "Okay," I opened my heart just like you said. And say, "Lord, I believe when I asked you to come in, you came in. I closed the door behind you." And I did just like that. I said, "I closed the door behind you. I say, you're in me now. I'm saved." Amen. And then I was expecting goosebumps. I was expecting to see some stars, the thunder roll, the lightning. I was expecting something physical. Because I say, if Jesus came in me, it's got to affect me some kind of way physical. But did nothing happen. Didn't feel a thing. Felt the same way after I prayed as I did before I prayed. But I said, "Well, that's all right." I said, "I believe you're in me." And then I went back and got back in the bed and went to sleep. And I slept. I don't know how long I slept, but it felt like hours and hours. The most peaceful sleep I'd ever had in my life. And when I woke up late on that afternoon, I was a changed person. So I tell the Lord, I say, "Lord, I don't know what you did to me while I was asleep. But whatever you did, I sure like it." I said, "Thank you for changing my life." And I'm going to tell you, my desires changed over. I mean, I didn't want sin no more. I had new desires placed in me. I didn't want sin. And Satan was still Satan, still going to bring that same common stuff to you. And then now when he approached me, it was like now I could see him because it felt like the scales had been removed from my eyes and I could see everything clear now. I say, "Oh, me going to do that, me feeling that temptation, that was you." And it was like I was talking down at him. I said, "That was you." And he said, "Come on, let's go do it." I said, "No, I ain't doing that." And then I surprised myself. I say, "Where did I get that from? The power to say no." Amen. No! Boy, it felt so good to say no to sin. I ain't got to sin no more. No! You need to learn how to say no. If you learn how to say no to the temptations that confront you, then you will have less and less trouble with your flesh. Amen. Practice right now.
No.
Some of y'all too weak. When the devil comes to you, you can't say, no, not devil. You know how somebody, like you tickling a child and they trying to make you feel like they want you to stop? And it's about, no, no, stop now, stop, stop. And you know already they don't want you to stop, so what you do? You keep on doing it because you know they ain't serious. Stop, stop now, quit it now, stop, stop, stop. I told you to stop. And people just keep on tickling because they know they ain't serious. But if you start tickling somebody really don't want to tickle, they say, hey, stop that. Then you know, oh, wait a minute, they serious.
Yeah.
So you got to practice a firm no.
Yeah.
You can't have no anemic no. You can't have one of these soft-bellied no's. You can't be going around the devil, no, no, devil, now stop. Stop, devil. Stop, Mr. Devil. Leave me alone now. Leave me alone. You got to say, no!
No!
Go ahead, practice.
No!
There you go. And then if he wants to keep running his mouth, he says, shut up! That's what Jesus did. See, I don't think that Jesus say, get thee behind me, Satan. Satan, you better go on now, Satan. Go on. Get behind me now. Stop me, Satan. Stop, devil. Devil, stop now. Get behind me, Satan. So, I don't believe it was like that. I believe when he say, get thee behind me. I bet there's so much power in that. Like he's like, I mean, business, you better. And what he really saying is, get out of my sight. Get behind me means get out of my sight, get out of my path, get behind me. And that tell you another thing, he ain't scared of him. Most people won't let their enemies get behind them. Because they'd be like this here. What you doing back there? Most people won't turn their back on the enemy. You know, just like them Westerns. You walk in, you bad, you talk bad, and you about to get out, so you walk back. Checking everybody out. You don't ever see them in a Western do like this here. You see them do like this. God wants you to receive. What you gonna do? You gonna receive, and when the devil come poking around, you gonna be real firm with him. When he bring a temptation, you don't be soft. You be hard with him and say, no, I ain't doing it, no. And then you remember the goodness of God, how good God been to you. And then just start praising God right there. Say, hold on a minute, hold on. Let me praise God a minute. And you start worshiping God. And I tell you what, you start invoking the presence of God, God inhabit the praise, then guess what happened to him? He gets out of that, and that's why that temptation ain't there no more when you finish, because he gone. Hallelujah. God wants you to receive, and you receive by faith, amen? It's always been that way. It's going to always be that way. So I might as well learn how to receive so that I can go ahead and take care of business down here for my Father, amen? Jesus knew how to receive from his Father, amen? Yeah. So he didn't waste no time. So if I'm going to be in here anyway, then I might as well learn how to go ahead and get good at receiving. Get good at receiving from God. Get good at receiving what you need from God. I'm going to tell you, get good at it. Believe you receive when you pray, and you'll have it. Amen?
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100.